It's the mixtape on 90.5 WJFF Radio Catskill.
Love is wrong. It sings a hopeless song. It longs for bitter disappointment and tears. It calls to all that used to be, and it yearns for someone who was tender but untrue. Love is blind, it's helplessly inclined to bind itself to discontentment and fears, and fears. It whirls on nights that might have been. Love needs nothing more to do. Darling, so I hold each little token we knew. We knew endlessly. I unfold each word we've spoken. We two. Bad. It gladly weeps when disillusion appears, and so I cling to yesterday.
Inside, it's such a feeling that Eddies. Hey, listen, this is a benefit for a good cause. Hey, there's a friend of mine, Esther Hoffman.
I was warned as a child of 13. Not to act too strong. Try to look like you belong, but don't push, girl. Save your time and trouble. Don't misbehave. That's an age-old story. Everybody knows that's a worn-out song. But you and I are changing that tune. As I long suspected, they believe that strange was a word for wrong. Well, not in my song, 'cause you and I are changing, we're changing. Ooh.
Hello, and welcome to the mixtape on this very snowy December night. This is David Driver, filling in for my life partner of 32 years, Dr. Professor Jason Tuga, who has been working very hard on his Dr. Professor work, grading papers, teaching graduate students, being very, very busy. He needs a break. And so I'm here to give him a little break and to give you a little change of pace with some music tonight that I'm going to play for you. I'm going to play a bunch of songs that are related to movies because I don't know why, but I really love songs that are written for movies and that come from movies. The first thing you heard was The Bad and the Beautiful, the theme from the film directed by Vincent Minnelli, starring Lana Turner and Kirk Douglas and, wow, who's the third guy? Very good-natured guy. It's such a good movie. It's such a good movie. Sung by June Christie, one of my favorite singers. Then, a song that was actually not written for a movie, but rather the movie was written for the song. I Want to Hold Your Hand, from the soundtrack to Across the Universe, which is, it's a fun movie to watch. And the songs are great. Really great recordings of Beatles songs, sung by fresh, talented young people with interesting arrangements. And then, my all-time favorite song from a movie, The Woman in the Moon, from the 1976 version of A Star is Born, with Kris Kristofferson and Barbra Streisand. And that's the scene where Barbra Streisand's character, Esther, who obviously does not want to be famous in any way, is forced on stage by her ne'er-do-well rascal of a boyfriend, Kris Kristofferson. And then you hear it happens. And, you know, a star is born. Okay, let's move on through this snowy, wintry night on Radio Catskill.
Where did you go?
Gonna pay.
Forgive me.
He's following the devil's plan. sets his soul on fire. The hopeless need for it that makes him plead for it. The walls are closing in. The room begins to spin. There's no escape and there's no friend. How did it start? Where will it end? The ending is clear and not very nice. A nameless grave beside some prison fire. There is
thank you. have seen another sunrise and another lightning storm. I'm not just the me, you see. You see another me was born. Another me lives another life. I've always dreamed another me exists somewhere. Why can't I live that life there? Please let me be the other. Where I'm happy, I'm smiling, understood. In another place, I lift my face, not hide it in a hood. I have seen another sky. I have climbed another tree. I have wished another star above another starlit sea. Somewhere I'm happy, I'm smiling, understood. Loved another love in another place like this. I've been held and felt so safe. Oh yes, I've kissed another.
The Other Me, recorded by Jim Sturgis, who is a British actor. He was actually in the film Across the Universe, playing one of the young male ingenues. I think he's a great singer, also a really good actor. That is the theme from a 2022 film in which he starred, and he sings that song. I think it's very haunting, and I really like it a lot. And then, before that, we had The Man with the Golden Arm, which is sung by me. In that was a rehearsal from a show that we did at some convention in Washington, D.C. And I don't remember any of the other details except for that someone randomly had a recorder and recorded that. That song was written by James Van Heusen and who's the other one? Jimmy Van Heusen and blanking on the other guy's name. They wrote all Frank Sinatra songs. They wrote it as the theme to his film, The Man with the Golden Arm. But it was rejected. It never made it into the film. Instead, they used a very bawdy Elmer Bernstein song that was instrumental and sort of sounded like a striptease. That song was shelved. It was later recorded by Sammy Davis Jr. and released as a single. And I love that song. And just to be clear, that's a rehearsal recording, you know, so it's not finished. But I like it. I wanted to share it. Before that, Man from Mars from the film Grace of My Heart, which is an Allison Anders film that starred Ileana Douglas and Matt Dillon. Joni Mitchell wrote that song, but then for reasons involving legal clearances and complications, that was not included in the film, and a great singer named Kirsten Veergaard sang it. Kirsten Veergaard sang it in the movie, but I happen to have one of the very few CDs on which Joni actually sings her own song, and that is it. And it's a beautiful song. And then before that, from the same film, The Truth Is You Lied, sung by the fantastic Jill Sobule, who was an acquaintance of mine, who I really, really admired and respected, and who very, very tragically died this last year, well before her time. She was in the midst of doing a lot of things. I love that song. And as you probably gathered, the songs for that film were written to suit the period of the film. So that is a song that is sort of evoking a particular period. Okay, let's go on to another song from a movie with two more very good singers.
Trying, we're home. I know they will still live on and on. But how do you thank someone who has taken you from crayons to perfume?
Yeah. We don't need to know the way home.
So maybe you will already know that the song that we just heard was We Don't Need Another Hero, sung by Tina Turner from the soundtrack to Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome, which I know very little about the movie, but wow, I love that song so much, and I love her look in it, and I love her whole thing. Okay, then jumping back to the beginning of that set, Calling All Angels, from the soundtrack to the film Until the End of the World, of Wim Wenders' film, which I remember liking, although I don't really remember what happens in it, but that is Jane Siberry joined by Katie Lang singing, I think, an incredibly ethereal and lovely song, followed by one of the seminal tunes of my entire childhood and my life, really, Just Sir With Love, sung by Lulu. It was in that period where I was starting to understand what music can do and what it means and how it can impact someone. I remember it so well, and I still love it. And there's another version by a band called the Trash Can Sinatras, which I highly recommend. Very good. But I wanted to play the first one. And then The Morning After, theme from the Poseidon Adventure, lip-synced by... what's that actress's name? Cute blonde actress in the movie, but she didn't actually sing it. Maureen McGovern actually sang it, and Maureen McGovern is a great singer. And then an instrumental from the film Twilight. I think it's the first Twilight film, and it's called New Moon, and it's composed by Alexander Desplat, D-E-S-P-L-A-T, and I think it's lovely. It's been such a pleasure to spend time with you here this evening, on this very snowy, lovely, beautiful, upstate New York American night. I want to take a moment to tell you that I remembered three things. First, Carol Lindley is the woman who lip-synced the song on the Poseidon before it tipped over and the piano fell off the ceiling. Sammy Kahn is James Van Heusen's writing partner. They wrote many of Frank Sinatra's biggest hits, although I should correct myself, not all of them, but the bulk of them. And last, Dick Powell is the third person who is in the incredible movie The Bad and the Beautiful, which I recommend. Also, this holiday season, have you seen the Cary Grant, Loretta Young film, The Bishop's Wife? I also recommend that. There isn't a song from that that I could include. I would, if I could. But I'll just tell you, you should watch it. Cary Grant is magical. Loretta Young, magical. David Niven, hilarious. My man Jason Tuga and I often watch it at holiday time, often with friends, and it's great. Okay, here's a little surprise to end tonight's show. I hope you enjoy it. This is Radio Catskill. I am David Driver, your host for the evening. I wish you a very, very good night and a very good rest of this year and an even better next year. I think it's going to happen. I really do. Good night. You can't take
Sullivan County's social host law, Jared's Law, makes it illegal for anyone 18 or older to provide alcohol or cannabis to minors. Named for a local teen killed in a drunk driving accident, Jared's Law ensures that adults are held accountable, with penalties including fines and even jail time. Parents and guardians are still the number one deterrent to underage substance use, and Jared's Law helps keep our kids safe. Paid for by Catholic Charities.
Hey, this is Susan Mendoza, one of the many voices that you hear at Radio Catskill, wishing you all a very healthy, kind, and connected new year. And from all of us here at Radio Catskill, thank you for listening. Have a safe and festive holiday season and a happy new year.
Geoffrey Hinton won the Nobel Prize for his role as the godfather of AI.
We're moving into a period when, for the first time ever, we may have things more intelligent than us. And normally, the first time you deal with something totally novel, you get it wrong. And we can't afford to get it wrong with these things, because they might take over.
One of the world's biggest minds in AI joins us on the next On Point.
Monday morning at 11 on Radio Catskill.
WJFF Jeffersonville, streaming online at WJFFradio.org. This is Radio Catskill, local news, culture, and NPR.
Hey.